Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. RunCatalina.com, our Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon 10K coming up Saturday, November 18th. ATVSwimSpas.com, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 2,448 grants totaling $3.7 million. You can help CAF at DonateCAF.com. And check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com, on iTunes, and as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, the creator, founder, main man for the Wildflower Triathlon and Tri-California, Mr. Terry Davis. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I am spectacular. The only thing that was missing from 2017 was a journey to Lake San Antonio for the infamous Wildflower Triathlon after decades. Because of water supply, there was no wildflower. What are we thinking for 2018? We might see wildflower back?
No, we're not thinking it will be back. It will be back.
Oh!
So we're moving forward, and it's going to happen on the 4th and 5th of May.
Birthday!
Next year.
Cinco de Bob.
I know. That's what I said. It's a birthday present for Bob.
I like that. That is very cool.
Yep, you're one of our greatest supporters, and I just love that all these years it's sort of fallen on your birthday, and you haven't made a big deal of it, but we've had some great times down there.
Well, it's such a legendary event, and obviously it was missed this last year. How hard was it? Because the previous few years, with the lack of water, you had to move the swim to another part of the lake. And two transition areas, a lot of, it's just a lot of hassle, and the numbers went down because so much a part of that event is that the feeling, the Woodstock type of feeling. You go in, you jump in the water, you hang out, you camp, you do a little race, you come back, you listen to some music, all of that. And when the lake's gone, that eliminates a big part of it. How hard was it for you to not do the event last year and for the family?
Well, it just came to the point where, we thought, when there was a drought and we had to move it the first year, we thought, well, we can do this for 1 year and it'll be back next year because it's never been, like that before. Back in the 80s, we had 1 year where we had to move the start down there and it worked great. And, but then, we couldn't sustain 3 years. So,
right.
We did the first year and actually we worked really hard at putting on probably as good event as we've ever had.
No question. It was great. Yeah.
And, with all that we had to work with doing the two transition and doing the swim, run, bike, run, and doing everything we could to make the best event out of the circumstances, and so, but every time we turned around, all we heard was from the state and the government is there's a drought and all the lakes are empty and there's no water in California, and
right.
So we just couldn't match that that perception that there wasn't any water, And then, the next year, it got even worse, And so people just couldn't understand that we still had 2.5 miles of lake, and so we were able to put on a high quality event. But the numbers, went down from we were getting 6,000 and down to 4,000 and 2,500, and that's well below operating costs and stuff
sure.
like that. So. So then, when we didn't have it that second year, and there didn't look like any anything in the picture that there was going to be, you know, they weren't calling for El Nino anymore.
Right.
They were calling for El Nino the year before, and it never happened.
And didn't show up. You know? Yeah, El Nino took a year off.
Nino went somewhere else.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So then we couldn't take the financial risk. It took everything we had, you know, in the 2 years that we couldn't take the financial risk to try to keep it going in 2017, and so that was sort of a low point in our time, not in our family time, because, you know, losing Nick was a lot lower than that.
Of course.
You know, and,
of course, yeah. When your son passed away, that was the worst.
Yeah, that was, you know, and it just seemed that happened, and then the drought hit, and, you know, and then it just kept happening, and then it rained like crazy, and we could have had the event, you know, but you can't do it with a couple months notice, and, you know, you've got to have time for people to make their plans and register and all that kind of stuff, and so it was a really different year for us, you know. Plus, because of not having Wildflower, we weren't able to have our other events because we didn't have the staffing and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, when we couldn't have Wildflower, we had to let all our staff go. So
sure.
It we weren't able to do our other events. So. So now we're regrouping and getting ready to take another run at it for 2018. So
will you
we're hoping that all the people will come back that missed it, and all the new people that never have done it will show up, and we'll hopefully get back to where, you know, Wildflower is one of the, you know, iconic events on the schedule again.
The other thing besides the water, the other aspect of what Wildflower is dealing with and what you're dealing with is, you know, it's sort of like the mom and pop stores that are out there. And all of a sudden you've got Amazon, right, killing a lot of those guys. And between Iron Man and, with Iron Man and some of the other branded national series, it becomes very hard for basically someone with three, four, five different events. It makes it very difficult to compete for sponsorship and for participation. The marketplace has changed.
It's hard to go it alone. And, you know, an Ironman was pretty difficult because they dropped St. George on our day.
Yes.
And now they've we're still going to have to deal with that, you know, because
right.
then they've also dropped their Santa Rosa Ironman.
Is that going to be around the same time?
Yeah, it's a week. It's going to be a week after Wildflower, but, you know, we think that, you know, we'll find out. I believe people will make the decision to come to Wildflower, and we're hoping that that the, you know, sponsors and all that will come, because we've teamed up with Motive Sports.
Oh, okay.
So teaming up with Motive Sports, they're new in the market, and, you know, they've got like 25 running races now, and they're adding events and stuff like that. So with their resources and their marketing and their plans, you know, Wildflower will become part of that, and it'll be hopefully as good, if not better, than it is now.
Well, they've got, I think Motive owns Long Beach Marathon. They've got the Marathon at Huntington Beach. They've got some huge events, so that would give you access to a huge database.
Yeah, they have access to a huge database, and they've got a team that's doing so much more than we could ever do. You know, we always saw those things, but we tried to do them, but we never could do them at that level, because you've really got to, you know, you need
mass
depth to be able to do that. You know?
Yeah, you need mass. You need a lot of touch points for the sponsors. Yeah. One of the issues you got, and you and I have chatted about it, is, you know, when you go to talk to auto guys, they're like, well, you're a regional event, so you need to talk to the local auto dealer. You know, from a national Toyota, Chevy, those guys would look at it because they go, hey, it's sort of in a remote place, and it's a regional event. So now with Motive, that's a national brand.
Yeah, And they, you know, even like you're saying, some of the car dealers saying, you know, they would tell us, we would love to be there. We would love to sponsor your event. We would love to be it, but we can't, you know, or people won't let us do it because we're national and international,
right,
and we can't sell it as a national event, even though it's known all over the world.
It is a national event. That's interesting, yeah, because you look at some of the events that stood on their own, you know, before St. Croix became part of Ironman. St. Croix was one of those races, and Wildflower was one of those races, and
yeah,
Barrelman. And there's a few iconic events around the world, Challenge Roth,
yeah,
that could stand on their own, and have stood on their own. But you're right, because the marketplace has changed. So Motiv, yeah, is bringing database to the table. They're bringing, I'm assuming, a sales force as well. So mm-hmm, that should allow you to focus on, hey, one of the things Wildflower was so great at, all the tri-clubs from all over the West Coast, all over the country came there. All the colleges,
yeah,
came.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you guys have already reached out to all those folks who've been there in the past. What's been their response?
Well, we're just starting to reach out now.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we really haven't made those contacts yet, but you know, that's our next thing that we do now that we're announcing this, is to really get to them and get them, you know, involved on a personal level. I've had lots and lots of tri club,
yes,
you know, reps, and lots of other, you know, just people saying, hey, we want Wildflower back. You know, we'll do anything we can to help it come back. And, you know, we're right there with you. And so it's just
love
a matter of getting it all out there. And then I guess holding them to their commitment.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's the hard part, is we call this at this point the, you know, endurance entertainment marketplace. Like you mentioned, you've got Santa Rosa, you got St. George, not including,
yeah,
Tough Mudder, Spartan Race, Warrior. There's so much,
yeah,
out there. There's so many opportunities for people to participate. But,
yeah,
I think a year away, with Wildflower being gone, I think people realize, you know what, that's an iconic event, and we need to get back there, and we need,
yeah,
to get our friends back there. I mean, really,
yeah,
the triathlon community needs to embrace Wildflower and,
yeah,
get their butts back there with all of their posse,
yeah,
because we need that event to get to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, where it was before, so that it sort,
yeah,
of proves the triathlon can stand on its own.
Yeah, with that event, where it's located and everything, you know, we've got to have about, you know, almost 4,000 people to really
to make it worth your while,
to pay the bills. You know?
Absolutely. Well, it's at the end of the day, it's a business. Nobody's here.
It's a business. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be able to pay your staff. And so with Wildflower being back, does that mean the other events are back as well?
No, we're just, you know, for this year, we're
Focus.
Just going to have Wildflower.
Good.
You know, Scott Tinley has taken Tinley's and is going to do that up in China Peak. But I
uh-huh.
think they were trying to bring it back this year, but I don't think it's going to happen. And then it's going to next year they'll work on that again.
Nice.
And then Alcatraz probably won't come back, not only because it's almost impossible to get dates anymore.
Right, with the tide
in
the and everything
city of San Francisco.
Else. Yeah.
Because it's so limited, because the tides have to be perfect, the
yes.
currents have to be perfect. You've got to be able to, you know, start at 7 o'clock in the morning so you can get out of the Presidio before 11 and get on the road. So I mean, there's only like from May till October, there's only about 5 Sundays, because it has to be on a Sunday.
Right.
There's only about 5 Sundays that works. And then they have, you know, like what we found this year, the two that we wanted to be on. One was the San Francisco Marathon weekend, which you couldn't go up
no.
and get that.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
And then the other one is the Outdoor Lands. They have a big Outdoor Lands concert up there.
Yep.
So we couldn't, you know, get the roads for that. So it was like, you know, this is more work than it's really worth. I love that race, you know, and you know, the IMG Escape from Alcatraz
right.
is usually the first weekend in June. So I guess they'll just be doing theirs, and that'll be it.
Right.
But we, you know, we wish we could do another one to really compete with that, because that one's so expensive.
Well, the nice thing for you is, one, having Wildflower back, which is great, and yeah, being able to get your posse back together. I bet you people who've worked for you in the past were like so excited that that Wildflower's back.
Yeah. We're all up at San Francisco this weekend, because we're producing the Giant race for the San Francisco Giants.
So, oh, nice!
We've got all our team, you know, our
yep,
Tri-Cal team.
Yep.
You know, the people that have been with us forever that, you know, have other jobs and it's not their permanent job.
Right. Yeah. They do it because they love it.
But they're the ones that do all the work and make Tri-California, you know, what it is. It's not me and Colleen. It's these people that have, you know, been with us for 15 or 20 years and love being around each other and love putting on the events and love helping us. So this is the first time that we've been together the whole year. Although we did do a underground Wildflower on, I think it was the second weekend in May this year, and everybody just went down and hung out and camped and did all that kind of stuff, and they're going, you know, this isn't so bad.
Now, was there water in the lake? Were you guys like, yeah, oh my God, look at the water?
Yeah, there's lots of water, and we don't have to do anything. This is not too bad.
See, you should just have a camping and drinking weekend.
Yeah.
So, is registration open? Will Cal Poly be involved again?
Cal Poly will be involved again. Registration will open on the 18th of September.
Okay, September 18th,
and then
all right.
September 18th, and we'll be doing some early registration, some for some different things. But that's basically when, you know, registration is going to open. And then, you know, we're just about to finish out our permit for the county. That becomes more difficult every year.
It does, doesn't it? Yes. Yeah, we're just talking about
permitting with agencies are just getting, you know, almost ridiculous. But, you know, we're still doing it. And so we're just getting that kind of stuff. And so, you know, once the announcements goes out, you know, like we're doing now, then we'll just move forward.
So looking back at all the years of Wildflower, for people listening who, you know, they're talking about some event called Wildflower and really have no clue about it, what are some of your favorite moments from doing it?
Well, I think, you know, one of my favorite moments is, you know, it's really funny because, you know, doing it for 34 years, and this will be the 35th anniversary.
Oh, I love
in
that.
In 2018.
Yep.
So we're coming back with the 35th anniversary. But doing 34 years of it, it's just incredible to me that, you know, every year producing it and the people and the friends and all that help do it. And then when I get on that dock to start the race every year, it's just exciting on the 34th year, even in a alternate location as it was the first year. Really, really seeing that this is creating lifestyles for people. It's really, for me, it's like I can be a servant to all these people and provide something for them that will have memories for the rest of their lives, you know, and you know, just knowing that you're doing that for people is the incredible part, you know. And then, you know, some of the other great times are like when, you know, Paul and Paula and Kristen and the Punto sisters and the early years, you know, when we were just going, when that's all triathlon was, you know,
right.
And they, you know, it was just, you know, and the highest paid triathlete was making less money than somebody working in McDonald's, you know,
exactly.
But it's what they loved to do, and it was their passion in those early years. And then when Cameron Whitehoff came along and, you know, gives me a call and says, hey, I'm in Colorado and I'm a triathlete and, you know, I'd like you to help me get there and get in a race because I think I can win that thing, you know.
And nobody knew who he was. He's a kid from Illinois.
Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, you know, Cameron, what I'm going to do, I'm going to, you know, get you a plane ticket. I'm going to get you here. And then hopefully you'll win to make it worth my money.
And you didn't, did you even know his name?
I didn't even know his name. He called me up blindly. And,
yeah.
You know, and that's just, and then, you know, and then he comes and just, you know, becomes, you know, the wild man of wildflower, you know.
Well, the main story with that was, wasn't the family in a horrific car crash and his dad was really, really, his dad went, I think, face first into the steering wheel and he didn't know if his father was going
to
live.
Come every year. The mom and dad used to come every year and watch him, and it was really neat, you know. And then you had the Peter Reed, you know,
right,
that was sort of lost.
Yep.
And came down from Canada, and you know, and it started his career, you know, and Paula Newby Fraser won her first race at Wildflower.
Yep.
And we had Scott Molina, and we had everybody in triathlon, you know, and then it kept going to
Jesse and Heather.
Heather and then Chris McCormick and you know, and so you just keep going down the line, you know, Wolfgang Dietrich and you know, all those and Natasha Bodman, and you know, it's just, you know, just to be in a realm of you know, such great professional triathletes. But every one of them has an incredible personality.
They do.
And they're all kind and loving people and appreciative. And, you know, we bring them down there with the elites and say, you know, we'll give you a free entry and we'll give you free camping.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is, I think what the pros appreciate is the fact that you have always shown that generosity and that, hey, listen, we don't have a lot of money, but you come here, you're going to get three squares, right? You're going to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner in our VIP tent, and you're going to get a start, and you make of it what you will. So a Jesse Thomas comes there who nobody knows who he is with some $1.99 aviator glasses he bought at a gas station on the way down, and borrowed clothing from Matt Lieto, and he comes and wins that race and wins it, six times or something?
Six times,
And changes the path of his career. Cam Whitehoff changed the path of his career there.
Yeah.
Heather Jackson winning that three in a row changed the path of her career. So, you know, Wildflower and Peter, like you mentioned, Peter Reed won, I think that was his first major win when he won there.
Yeah.
And I remember when Steve Larson, I think that might have been one of his first triathlons.
Oh, yeah.
Steve showed up, and I think it was Jürgen Zach who was like, I just thought he was some guy in the race. Some guy who was a roadie out riding. I didn't even know he was in the race. And then, you know, he ends up up there. And then he had that great battle with Tim DeBoom the year that the rain washed out the trails, and we had to do multiple loops on the road. Oh, my God, there's so much great history there.
Yeah, it's really neat, you know. My kids always say, Dad, you got to write a book. I'm not a book writer. somebody else will have to write it. But there's, you know, it's just the history of it is so incredible. And then, you know, there's nothing like it with, you know, getting out there away from civilization and, you know, camping and all the triathlon clubs coming in the, you know, by the hundreds with all their triathlon teams and, and, you know, camping and really making relationships. Basically, you know, Wildflower and the triathlon community build relationships. You wouldn't believe how many people have met, you know, at Wildflower and gotten married and stuff, you know. One couple, they're driving from Northern California. They stop in King City for gas. And they're both getting gas in their cars. And they start talking. Oh, you going to Wildflower? They go down there. They get to Wildflower. They see each other two or three times, you know, in the expo area.
Yeah.
Say hi, start talking, you know. And before next year, they're married.
That is so funny.
I mean, they meet in a gas station, you know.
Yes.
And then, And then there's another one. The group was coming down from Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And they're driving down, and a guy loses his bike wheel.
Yeah.
It was loose. He lost his bike wheel off his bike.
Yeah.
And another guy picks it up.
Oh, you mean it blew off the car?
Blew off the car. And another guy picked it up, brings it down, and puts it in at the headquarters trailer. And this guy comes in and says, I lost my bike wheel. Do you know if I can borrow one or something, you know?
Yeah.
And we get to talking, well, where did you lose it? Well, I lost it on the way down from Oregon and, you know, middle of nowhere up there by weeds or something like that, you know. And I says, oh, well, this other triathlete said he found it on the way down. And he says, this wheel has to be from a triathlete because it was an expensive wheel.
Right.
And he says, and we said, just a minute. We look, and the wheel's his.
That is so funny.
You know, and then another guy, he comes into headquarters, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, you know, I lost my wallet, you know, out there somewhere, and I would just, you know, trying to find, see if anybody turned it in. He says, I don't expect the money to be there, but I hope somebody turned it in so I can get my driver's license and my credit cards and stuff like that. He says, oh yeah, somebody turned it in. He opened it up and he had like $2,500.
And all of it
in
was
his
there.
Wallet, and it was all there, you know?
Well, that's the type of people we have. I remember the time some guy was coming down that corkscrew part of the course, and I think his seat fell off. And he took his water bottle and sat on the water bottle. Remember that? He sat on the water bottle for the rest. Maybe it was a woman, too. I can't remember if it was a guy or a gal. But they used
it was a guy.
Used the water bottle for the last, however many miles it was.
It happened while he was going up Nasty Grade.
Oh, it was up? Oh, okay, yeah.
It was up Nasty Grade. And so, you know, that's about mile 40, 35.
Yeah, yeah, 35 to 40, yeah.
35 to 40, so he had to do the last,
16 miles.
12 or 15 miles with a water bottle in his seat,
I love that. The other thing is you've had, you were one of the first people to create the collegiate race that was on Sunday. The Olympic race was the collegiate race. And that's become obviously a big deal, but in other places. But back then, that was pretty novel to have colleges. And it always surprised me the number of colleges, just how enthusiastic, and a lot of those kids have gone on to become pros.
Yeah. Yeah, we started anything we could start, we start. Actually, we started the first triathlon club championship.
Yep.
And then we did the wildflower plaques and did all that for the championships. And then we started the college championships. And that started when one of our volunteers, you know him well, Paul Ashenbrenner.
Yep.
He worked at a junior college and he liked the sport of triathlon. And he actually went through directories and made this is before you could email and all this other stuff, He would write letters to all the athletic directors in California, inviting them to invite their, people to come to Wildflower to do the triathlon. And after we did that about 4 years, then we had enough to, and they were talking about championships. And, we said, well, we'll do the collegiate national championships for USAT, and we'd have 500 collegiate athletes, and then it grew to like 800. We did that for 10 years, and then they thought, well, it's not fair just to have it in one location. Let's take it somewhere else. And we're going, wait a minute.
Well, we created this. Let me take it somewhere else. Yeah. I love that.
And so they took it somewhere else, and it's never been back, Well,
that's why you pay your money to USA Triathlon, so they can take your ideas and give them to other people. That's always good.
We did the first high school
Yep.
Triathlon group, you know, and that didn't, you know, that was before. It was about the same time as the collegiate, and it just didn't go over very well at that time. There's too much logistics to, you know, high school kids doing.
Sure. But the
doing that kind.
The thing, the other couple areas that you've been really instrumental in, one is a lot of kids do the little triathlon, right? Do the mountain bike triathlon.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys get their start doing that. And then you're early on, you were open to having our challenged athletes come there. And Willie Stewart and Rudy and so many others who really, and Breezy doing her. So I think it was like 3 weeks after she got her running leg, she lost her leg to cancer, and next thing you know, she is doing your mountain bike triathlon, which was sort of brought down the house when she came running across the line.
And one-armed Willie. And...
Yep. Total stud. What a runner.
Yeah.
The guy was, and, it was amazing.
The gal, what was her name? She was blind, and we, I can't think of it right now.
Well, I know Sarah Reinertsen was up there, and Scout was up there, Bassett. I mean, pretty much a lot of the early days of Challenge Athletes Foundation.
Yeah, all the other days of the Challenge Athletes. You know, just I just have a heart for those people that, you know, they're out there with their challenge.
Right.
Really moving forward with it, not letting it take over their lives, you know. And, in fact, making it a focus of their life to make their lives better. You know, it's really, it's so incredible. And, you know, the whole thing with the Challenge Athlete Foundation and just to see where you guys were when you started and where that is now, it's just
it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely incredible, yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite moments was a girl, a young girl, her name was Charlotte, and she came up to me at a Wildflower. And she had been there and met a number of our wheelchair athletes and amputee athletes, Creighton Wong and all those different folks.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a paper. I think she was in third or fourth grade. And her paper was she got in a wheelchair and spent 2 days in a wheelchair just to see what it was like, to see how her friends reacted, how other people reacted. And, that was from... because of her exposure to CAF at Wildflower. And she's still someone who volunteers her time for Challenge Athletes Foundation. You know, again, that all started at Wildflower. You guys have touched – you have any idea how many thousands of people have crossed your finish line now?
I have no idea.
That would be a cool number to figure out between all the races, all the years, how many people. Because I bet you're coming up on some big milestone this May. That'd be sort of fun.
Yeah, I'll put that on my
put that on your expanding list. Yeah, put that on your expanding
every
list.
Every time you see me, ask me if I've done that yet.
Yeah, I know. I know. We'll work on that. Terry,
I know there was 86 the first year.
There you go. I love it. So 35th anniversary, and everybody in the world of triathlon needs, this is sort of a reunion. It needs to be a Wildflower. Yeah. We need all the folks who were there, Montgomery and Dean Harper, who were, you know, the co-winners in that first race, coming towards you at the finish line from two different directions, a pouring rain, right? The finish, all the markers had disappeared. You'd never put on a triathlon before. But what you established that day, Terry, was something that other race directors can learn from.
Yeah.
You realized, hey, we messed up. So you both get first place prize money because that's not, it's not your fault, it's my fault. And that's all people want is a fair opportunity and to be treated fairly. And that's, I think, why all the pros, no matter, you know, you're in terms of prize money, in terms of the rest of it, people support Wildflower because you've always supported them. You've supported the sport from the very beginning, and the athletes need to do the same right now. It's really important for people this year to get out there and come to Wildflower and bring Wildflower back to the prominence that it was at before.
Yep, if there's one year they need to be there, it needs to be this year.
This is it.
And we hope that they'll come from all over the United States. And, you know, if they're listening to you, they could come from all over the world.
Exactly.
You know?
So, we want them there. We want everybody there. And we will definitely be there. And I'm going to, you know, reach out to One Arm Willie and Rudy and see what type of Breezy and how many of our CF athletes we can get there, because you guys have been so good to us. We got to make sure that we pay it forward and make sure that we fill up Wildflower. Lake San Antonio has not been. When I went there 2 years ago and realized that nothing else was open, right? It was just, you know, it was like, oh my God. So will the park be open this time?
I don't know if it will or not.
Okay.
You know, because they opened this year, but they're opening later for Memorial Day weekend.
Gotcha.
And stuff like that. And actually, they were open. Yeah, they were open because they'll open for Easter and have it ready for that.
Perfect. Because so, that's part of the fun, too, having the little store that's right there. And
yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the last time we did it, it was like, you know, they were all closed down and everything. It was like, Just give me the keys to the gate. We'll open it up. I mean, we're out there. We're out there with weed whackers.
It looked like mowers and everything.
I mean, mowing down the campsite so that, you know, there's not fires going on. And,
right.
You know, it was so far out of the realm of what we were normally doing.
Sure.
You know, we spent almost 2 months.
Wow.
Just getting ready for it, you know.
Because they hadn't done anything, right? They weren't open all year, so they just let it run amok.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, that's what – for they're fortunate, because with Wildflower coming back, that place will be in great shape.
Yeah.
Terry, thank you for everything you and your family does to make triathlon great. I love the fact that Wildflower is back. And it's tricalifornia.com is the website.
Right now it's tricalifornia.com, but it's going to be wildflowertriathlon.com.
Wildflowertriathlon.com. And people can start signing up on September 18th. That's when registration.
September 18th.
I love that. Terry, as always, thank you for being so generous with your time. We love what you do for the sport. We love Wildflower. And anybody who's listening, we all need to get back to Wildflower to get Wildflower back to where it was before, because it is seriously so much history. So many legendary athletes have been there, and there's no reason it can't get back to where it was before.
Yep, and I hope that everybody will support the Motive running races and the Motive triathlon that they're doing too. You know, they're involved with the Malibu triathlon.
Oh, good.
And,
okay,
and then they have one in New England, and but they're an organization that wants to have Wildflower do really well and bring in, you know, other types of activities, so that it'll be fun for not only the people that are racing, but the people that are watching, and maybe even bringing in different things to bring in new groups of people.
Love it.
That can really experience, because, you know, Wildflower, it's not just all about the triathlon. It's about the whole weekend and all
Absolutely.
The stuff that goes on. So if we can, you know, if we can add other areas, then that'll be, you know, just a way to expand it even more.
We love it. Terry Davis has been our guest again. WildflowerTriathlon.com. September 18th is when registration opens, and we need to fill that puppy up. Again, we are brought to you by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, ToughManTry.com, RunCatalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon 10K coming up Saturday, November 18th, ATVSwimSpas.com, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman world champion Dave Scott. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, our athletes have been all over Wildflower through the years. DonateCAF.com, we just sent out 2,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million. Check us out on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And until next time, remember, endurance lives here.